It's Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. When it comes to holiday gifts for your favorite people, it's hard to go wrong with food.
You give somebody food, you wish them well, you wish them health. You know, food signifies that.
Celebrity chef Lydia Bastianich suggests traditional Italian offerings.
To go visiting for the holidays, panettone, a nice bottle of prosecco. You know, these are not all that expensive.
Jack Bishop of America's Test Kitchen says techies will have a lot of fun with the iDevices kitchen thermometer. It hooks up to your phone via Bluetooth, the probe goes in the meat, the phone goes in your pocket, and you're free to circulate.
Your phone will start telling you that you're basically on the edge of ruining dinner because it's starting to overcook. I love something like that because who's going to think of buying something like that for themselves?
And for coffee lovers, Bishop suggests a cold brew system from Toddy.
It's $35, and it makes this super rich concentrate that you can keep in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks, and then you dilute it. And if you're somebody who loves iced coffee, or you could dilute it with boiling water and have hot coffee, it is super simple, and you get this really, really gentle, low acidic, super flavorful coffee. And it just takes time, and it's big plastic carafe filter that sits on a glass carafe, and it just works perfectly. Everybody loves a good knife set, and I think when it comes to, you know, really great steaks, you need really great steak knives. And a company called Vitorinox, they're the people who make the Swiss Army knives, have a six-piece rosewood steak set that America's Test Kitchen has tested all the different kinds of knives out there, and we absolutely love these. These have really sharp, straight edges. You know, if you see steak knives sometimes with serrated edges, we hate those. They end up mangling your steak, and you take your gorgeous steak that you spent a lot of money for, and it doesn't work very nicely. These are just razor sharp. They're like something a surgeon would be using, except they're meant for your meat.
And speaking of sharp knives,
we've tested dozens of knife sharpeners at America's Test Kitchen, and our favorite is this fabulous knife sharpener from a company called Chef's Choice. It's about $150, but if you cook a lot, your knives probably are not as sharp as they should be, and this is the perfect thing to make sure that your knives are always, always sharp. It's idiot-proof, which is why the main reason why I love it is that anyone can sharpen a knife with this tool.
For a personal smoothie maker,
the absolute best is the Ninja Nutri Pro. It's $89. It is just absolutely wonderful if you want to be making that wheatgrass, kale, blueberry smoothie in the morning. It has a travel lid, so you can take it and go, a drinking spout.
A good cooking pan, key in the kitchen.
We tested 12 different pans and really found a number that we loved. One bargain one from Mario Batali. It's actually made by Dansk, the Scandinavian company, but it's branded to Mario Batali. This great 12-inch open sauté pan. It's really heavy. It can go into the oven. It's enameled cast iron, so it comes in pretty colors, and the outside is easy to clean up, and it just heats really well. If you are relatively careful with it, it will last a lifetime. Your children will be cooking with it.
Hot off the presses at America's Test Kitchen for book lovers.
100 recipes, the absolute best ways to make the true essentials. So this is a big, beautiful, four-color book. If you want the 100 most important recipes that everybody should be able to make, it's a great gift.
Their other book, more of a stocking stuffer, will have you wielding your hairdryer for reasons you may never have imagined.
Kitchen Hacks, a really fun, interesting book with clever ways to solve kitchen problems with hundreds of illustrations. If you want something that you can just read and laugh out loud, this is the book for you. If you want to make a frosted cake that looks like it came from a bakery, is to believe it or not, get out your blow dryer, and you just very slightly melt the frosting, just warms it up, it glistens, it is the most gorgeous cake you've ever seen. The other thing is to restart a charcoal fire, believe it or not, with your hairdryer.
Lydia Bastianich's latest book, Mastering the Art of Italian Cuisine, a fitting addition to a basket of food items.
A collection of a labor of love, of interest, of dedication, of just, you know, collecting all this information, all the bits and pieces that made me who I am in the kitchen. You know, you have mentors, you have lessons along the way. And I try to capture those and kind of file them away, whether in my mind or in the computer or in a folder. And this book is kind of bringing all of that together. I mean, it took me, and with my daughter, Tanya Emanuele, it took us 3 years to pull this together. And what I get a lot of comments on is the 60 and plus initial pages, which is kind of almost like a story, you know, the importance and what you should know about food, how to buy, how to store it, how to clean it, you know, how to feel comfortable in a kitchen. Use the resources that you have already developed, even though it's my recipe. Hopefully this will be a book that will remain as a reference book on the cookbook shelves.
Magnus Nilsson, whose Michelin-starred Fabican is one of the hottest restaurants in the world, out with the Nordic Cookbook, which is a must for anyone in love with the region. The mind of a chef star considers it.
The documentary of Nordic food culture, to me, was very important not to take away things just because they were inaccessible. I think that there are 736 recipes in the book. Out of those, there are 50 that I don't think anyone will ever cook because they are very complicated to prepare or because there are produce like puffin, for example, that you just can't get or perhaps don't want to eat. But then there is the other, you know, 650-something recipes that are actually what most people in the Nordic region eat on an everyday basis, and those are very accessible.
A gift subscription will keep you on someone's mind well past the holidays, like shipments of cookies every month.
We really love this hot new bakery called Mazidar.
New York Magazine senior editor Jessica Sylvester on the Tom Colicchio-backed bakery. The black and white cookies from the William Greenberg Bakery, opened in 1946, has also spent time on the magazine's best of list. There are holiday versions of treats from the bakery, which has also been mentioned on Mad Men and Seinfeld.
I think giving local candy is a really special feeling gift as well, and again, really affordable.
70-year-old Watson's in Buffalo, New York, turns out unique sponge candies.
Done in the old-fashioned way, caramelized in these copper kettles and then clobbered in milk chocolate.
For something savory, a first this season, salumi from the Mangalitsa pig.
This animal has the highest percentage of unsaturated fats of any domesticated animal we know of. But it's not about the health aspect of it. It's the flavor that it gives you. The fat is pure and creamy and luscious the way I raise it.
Chris Anderson, the financier and farmer, spent years in his mission to bring the pig to the U.S. It was once a delicacy reserved only for a select few.
The animal was first certified by Prince Joseph von Habsburg in the 1830s. Originally, it was so rare and so delicious that for some number of years, it was illegal for anybody but a royal von Habsburg family member to eat it.
If money's no object, how about
a rare 1 pound white truffle, $10,000.
You can get that on the Chef's Warehouse site, and for $15, movie fans can pick up Diane Keaton's Wine, a red California blend.
We tried it here in our office. We were skeptical at first, and we really loved it.
The actress says she enjoys hers over ice. Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.